CQ, 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 calling all radio amateurs and shortwave listeners. This is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. It's read to you by G4NJH in Nottingham. Web references in the script can be found either on the RSGB website or attached to the podcast at gb2rs.podbean.com. This is GB2RS News for Sunday the 8th of February 2026. Here are the main news headlines. RSGB member exclusive DDS programming workshop in Blackpool. What are your British Science Week plans? Submit your RSGB 2026 convention ideas. As part of the Society's strategy to support radio amateurs in developing practical skills, the RSGB will be running a DDS programming workshop in Blackpool on Saturday the 11th of April, the day before the NARSA rally. The six-hour workshop, which was first run at the RSGB 2025 convention, is intended for RSGB members who already have a basic knowledge of Arduino programming. Attendees will learn how to control and program a direct digital synthesizer using a microcontroller and will use this to generate RF. As well as covering the maths behind the programming process, attendees will also gain an insight into vibe coding. So, if 2026 is the year you want to take your programming skills up a notch, this is the event for you. Full information and booking details, visit rsgb.org/practical-events. This year's British Science Week runs from the 6th to the 15th of March with Curiosity, What's Your Question? As its theme. A number of clubs, youth clubs and schools have already planned events and activities, and the RSGB's team of champions are working together to deliver more. You can take part by trying one of the great activity suggestions that the RSGB has on its website. You could get your local WI men in sheds group, school or youth groups, or even your own family involved. If you have your own ideas, let the RSGB know. They don't need to be grand, simply demonstrating the magic of radio is enough. Another way to get involved in British Science Week is by taking part in a SCED, which is a pre-arranged radio contact with another radio operator at a scheduled time and on a particular frequency. The RSGB National Radio Centre is offering groups and clubs the opportunity to arrange a SCED and get it sought after GB3RS callsign in the logbook. To take part in this unique offering, go to rsgb.org/bsw and select events happening near you from the right-hand menu. Contacts must be arranged in advance and would take place between 10 a.m. and 4 p.m. during British Science Week. Is there a particular topic you'd like to learn more about at the RSGB 2026 convention in October? Have you been working on some research or a project that you'd like to share with the amateur radio community? Or would you like to see a workshop explaining a new skill you'd like to try? Whatever the idea, submit your proposal to the RSGB by sending the title and at least one paragraph summary of your suggestion to convention@rsgb.org.uk. If you're not yet an RSGB member and are curious to read Radcom Basics or Radcom Plus, take a look at the RSGB app, which is available for mobile and web. The RSGB has just released a sample edition of each, so whether you're a newcomer or are looking for more technical features, the samples will give you a taster of the Society's digital Radcom supplements. There are only 3 weeks left until the closing date for entries in the RSGB construction competition. The competition is open to all RSGB members and has 6 categories, ranging from beginners to construction excellence. Whether you're taking your first steps in construction or it's your 50th project, the Society invites you to get involved and be in with a chance to win a cash prize. Find out more by going to rsgb/construction-competition. Deadline is the 1st of March 2026. The RSGB has a number of regional team vacancies, including district representative positions in Hampshire, Leicestershire and Rutland, South Derbyshire and South Nottinghamshire, and also North Lincolnshire. This is an opportunity not only to support the work of the RSGB, but to provide help and guidance for local radio amateurs and groups in your area. To find out how to apply or to view other regional team vacancies in other areas, go to rsgb.org/volunteers. The RSGB is delighted to hear that the Wick High School in Scotland is preparing for an ARIS contact later this year. The RSGB School Youth Chairman Chris Aitken, MM0WIC, is the computing teacher at the school and also runs the school's amateur radio club, GB0WHS. Chris shared the news with the society, and you can read more by going to rsgb.org/school-zone. Please send details of all your news and events to radcom@rsgb.org.uk. The deadline for submissions is 10 a.m. on Thursdays before the Sunday broadcast each week. The Red Rose Winter. Details now of rallies and events. The Red Rose Winter Rally, organised by West Manchester Radio Club, takes place today, Sunday the 8th of Feb, at Mather Hall, Mather Lane, Lee, WN7 2PJ. Exhibitors can set up from 8:15 a.m. and the doors open to visitors at 10. A large car park, catering, bring and buy, sale, improved disabled access and seating area are available on site. More info, visit wmrc.co.uk. Sunday the 15th of January, the Mid-Cheshire Amateur Radio Society's Radio Active Fair will take place at Nantwich Civic Hall, Cheshire, CW55DG. Doors open from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. The event will feature a bring and buy sale, RSGB bookstall and raffle, catering, parking and disabled facilities available on site. More details, visit radioactivefair.co.uk. Now to the special events news celebrating the 2026 Winter Olympic Games. Special event station Delta Delta 2026 Oscar Whiskey Golf is active until the 1st of March. QSL via Logbook of the World. More information, qrz.com. Six special event stations are active from Poland until the 22nd of February, celebrating the 100th anniversary of the city of Gdynia. Sure, I'm not saying that right. Gdynia, perhaps. Look for activity on the 160 to 6 metre bands as well as the 2 metre and 70 sems band using CWSSB FM RITI FT 4 and 8. For information about an award that's available for working the stations and QSL details, QSL details, visit tinyurl.com/GDYNIA, figures 26. Now the DX News, Aldia PY1SAD is active as 8 Radio 1 Tango Mike from Guyana until the 23rd of Feb. He's operating CWSSB and digital modes on 160 to 6 metre bands via satellite. Listen for activity between 2300 and 0300 UTC during the week and free time during the weekends. QSL via Logbook of the World, eqslqrz.com or direct to Aldir's home call. Michael, OZ6ABL, is active as 5Z4 stroke call sign from Watamu in Kenya until the 28th of Feb. The station is operated on the 80 to 6 metre bands using CWSSB FT8 and FT4, QSL via Logbook of the World, OQRS, or via Michael's home call. Contest news now. Today, the 8th of February, the RSGB 432 Megs Affiliated Societies contest runs from 0900 to 1300 UTC, all modes on the 70 sems band. Exchange a signal report, serial number and locator. Tuesday, 10th of February, the RSGB 432 Megs FM activity contest runs 1900 to 1955 UTC. FM on the 70 sems band, exchange a signal report, serial number and locator. Also Tuesday, the RSGB 432 Megs UK activity contest runs from 2000 to 2230 UTC, all modes on the 70 sems band, the exchange a signal report, serial number and locator. Wednesday, the 11th of February, the RSGB 432 Megs FT8 activity 4-hour contest runs from 1700 to 2100 UTC, FT8 on the 77s band, exchanges report and 4-character locator. Also on the 11th, the 432 Megs FT8 activity 2-hour contest runs 1900 to 2100 UTC. FT8 on the 77s band, same report, and stations entering one contest can enter the other. Also on Wednesday the 11th of February, the RSGB 80 metre club championship runs from 2000 to 2130 UTC. PSK 63 and Ritty on the 80 metre bands, the exchange's signal report and serial number. Thursday the 12th, the RSGB 50 megs UK activity contest runs 2000 to 2230 UTC, all modes on the 6 metre band. The exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. Saturday the 14th, the Worked All Britain 1.8 meg contest runs from 1900 to 2359 UTC. Entries need to be with the contest manager by the 24th of Feb. Please note the contest will include SSB contacts only. To view the complete rules, visit the Worked All Britain site. Also on Saturday the 14th, first RSGB 1.8 megs contest runs 2000 to 2300 UTC, CW and SSB on the 160 meter band. The exchange is signal report and serial number. The CQ Worldwide WPX Ritty contest starts at 0000 UTC. Saturday the 14th ends 2359 UTC. On Sunday the 15th, RTTY, Ritty that is, on the 8 to 10 metre bands where contests are allowed, the exchange's signal report and serial number. The PAC PACC contest starts at 1200 UTC, Saturday the 14th of Feb and runs until 1200 UTC, Sunday the 15th of February. Using CW and SSB on the 160 to 10 metre bands, the exchange's signal report serial number. PA stations also send their province reference. Now for the radio propagation report compiled from by G0KYA, G3YLA and G4BAO. They write, last week was characterised by a high solar flux index but with a succession of X-class solar flares from active region 4366 on Sunday. Luckily, none of these resulted in a coronal mass ejection, so we got away lightly. The solar flux index stood at 178 on Tuesday the 3rd, with the result that the 10-metre band was humming. US states logged included Oregon, Nevada, California, Washington and Idaho, all between 15:30 and 17:30 UTC. As we all always say, look for a high solar flux index and a low KP index for DX, in this case a KP index of between 1 and 2.33. By comparison, the next day was washout, particularly possibly thanks to the KP index increase to 3.67, thanks to a coronal mass ejection, or CME, that passed Earth at 1506 UTC. Poor conditions continued on Thursday the 5th, when the solar speed increased to more than 500 kilometres per second, the KP index increased to 5.33, and maximum usable frequencies across a 3,000 kilometre path struggled to exceed 20 megahertz. Incidentally, February and March are good months for on the 10 metre band paths to the US. By April, paths start to drop away and start favouring South America. So if you need US states for your Worked All States award, now is the right time. Meanwhile, keep an eye on active region 4366, as it may well have a sting in its tail. This monstrous sunspot group, 15 times the width of Earth, was Earth-centric on Thursday the 5th. As always, we recommend visiting solarham.com for daily updates on space weather. Next week, NOAA predicts the solar flux index will be in the 130 to 150 range, although the KP index might be unsettled at times, with an average KP index of 3. Friday the 13th of February is forecast to be particularly unsettled, with a KP index of 5. VHF and up, the markedly unsettled weather pattern continues to bring a mix of rain and showers and very strong winds at times, plus the threat of snowfall in some eastern and northern areas. This probably means that tropo will be hard to find during the coming week, but leaves us with plenty of chances for rain scatter off for gigahertz operators. In the solar terrestrial domain, the disturbed sun has once again brought a sequence of flares and coronal mass ejections, which has provided frequent auroral alerts as the KP index has climbed to 4 or more. Listen for fluttery signals on low frequency bands and perhaps ghostly sounding signals on HF and VHF, typically on 10 meters to 2 meters. Meteor scatter operations must rely upon random meteor activity, but over the whole Earth this can amount to 25 million meteors or meteoroids per day. There's every chance that even random activity could produce a path for you if you have a quiet site. The mix of meteor activity and low KP index can lead to out-of-season sporadic E. Given some jet stream weather activity, however, this is currently well south of the Mediterranean and its usual winter position, so any sporadic E might be a bit too far to the south to reach from the UK in the short term. This week, moon declination is negative all week and falling until Thursday the 12th. Moon window length and peak elevation follow suit. Path losses are rising again as we reach apogee, the moon's furthest point from the Earth, on Tuesday the 10th of February. 144 meg sky noise is low, but rising to high by Thursday the 12th of February. That's it from the propagation team this week. That's all from me. Likewise, until next week.